Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Craig, what gives you a dilly dilly, terrible towel? And they're out there now since Ben dropped the dilly dilly. Yeah, I don't know where it came out. So I tweeted it out yesterday. I said it was a terrible towel and said dilly dilly. I said two things Craig hates. Check it out.
Yeah,
that is true. At TNT Radio Empire, bunch
Craig
of great
hates
hot chicks there too.
Alliterations.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's two that right there. One. A dilly dilly and a terrible towel.
Terrible towel, right?
Pneumonia.
Yeah, two most.
I don't know if I think he was wearing it last night.
Alliteration.
I don't think Ben was wearing a dilly dilly towel, but. It exists now, apparently. I'm sure Budge made them up.
Yeah, I've seen some T-shirts. And,
like, yeah, there's a ton of T-shirts.
Like a baby onesie, even.
Really? Yeah. Well, they love the Bud Light, the babies. Yeah, I know. I remember that back in the day. Yeah.
Look at my boy's Dilly Dilly shirt. Yeah.
They sleep longer than 7 hours on Bud Light.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
On the weekends, we get one or two Dilly Dillies, and they don't mention the name of your – it's just called Petey's Bar.
Yeah.
Dilly Dilly. I'm sitting at Petey's Bar.
Dilly
yeah,
Dilly.
Yeah. Dilly Dilly.
It's a good way to order. Dr. Mina was here yesterday.
Yeah.
Just in her spirit, I'll encourage you to sign up for healthcare.
I want to get December 15th deadline.
Right. How difficult was that?
It's never that difficult. It's the third year I've applied. The second year I've taken advantage of it, I guess.
I want to tell her, too, when I get a chance to talk to her. Maybe she'll listen or she'll hear the podcast. But when they tell her on the air, too, I was at the gym, and a young guy walked up to me, college age dude, and said, "Hey, you Tyler?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Listen, I love your show." And he said he tore his meniscus doing something. And the only reason he got it operated on was because he said he heard Dr. Meaner on the show, and he went and got ACL.
Or you've been asked out.
Yeah, you've been totally screwed. And he goes, "I only heard that through Dr. Mina, and I want to thank you guys." So it does help for all you people that hate people getting health care. And there's a lot of them. We know people, unfortunately, that don't like people to have health care.
Yeah.
And that's that's basically what it is.
Yes.
They don't like people to have health care.
They afford it themselves.
Yeah.
And they put these horror stories out there. You're going to pay $8,000 a month.
Everything's not right.
And that's not true.
No.
No, I mean, everybody.
Now, you'll get one even just now, but you know what? Everybody's different.
Yes.
But, and it
that's
does
the
need,
thing.
It does need to be helped and subsidized. I get it. But it does help a lot of people. And people, a meniscus, and then you're, knock on wood, you're fine. But that doesn't kill you. People are going to die if they take away their health care. But that's a whole other story. But Dr. Mina has been great.
Yeah, December 15th is the deadline.
Right.
Just go check it out at the very least. It's not that hard a process. It won't take you that long.
No.
At least find out if it's something that you know you can afford, I guess. Charlie Batch news.
We lead with that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Been on the edge of my seat for an hour.
Former Eastern Michigan and Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback.
I am on
Charlie Batch.
Herm Edwards overload,
right.
So.
Got
all
some Herm news, too.
All over, man.
All I could find on the TV yesterday
and
was,
social media.
Herm Edwards news all day.
Well, he put the Pac-12 on notice, Herm Edwards did, man.
Yeah, he shouldn't do that.
His press conference was kind of strange.
I didn't watch it. Yeah. I heard it was weird.
Yeah. But it's Charlie Batch's birthday today, man.
Not really?
43.
You going to do how tall is he?
Yes.
With who?
Yes. Eddie the Eagle.
Jeez. Eddie the Eagle. You know what?
54 years old today.
Every time I pass through the Eddie the Eagle movie. Is Eddie good?
I've watched it. It's not bad.
I want to stop. Yeah. It's Sean Astin, right? Is Eddie the Eagle?
No.
Who is it?
No. It's nobody you've ever heard of.
Oh, I thought it was Sean. Sean Astin's in it, right?
No.
Oh, why am I thinking that?
Hugh Jackman's in it.
Huge.
That's right. He was the coach, isn't he?
Okay.
Yeah, he's the washed-up, alcoholic old skier.
Eddie the Eagle's not a short guy. Batch is probably 6'1". He wasn't that tall, so I'll go with Eddie the Eagle's taller.
I'm going to say Eddie the Eagle's taller.
Charlie Batch, Biatch.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Charlie.
6'2".
Uh-oh.
Eddie, the Eagle, 5'8".
Oh, jeez.
Boom.
We messed that one up.
We did.
That's why he sucked. Well, those ski jumpers are tall.
I guess. Yeah. I guess.
That's he that sucked in, and because he didn't know what he's doing, right?
That too.
Yeah. Now, by the end of the movie, he figured it out.
The Jamaican Bob says what he was.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Let's do Eddie the Eagle, or I just noticed it's my daughter's birthday today, my youngest daughter.
Eddie the Eagle's taller.
Yeah, I believe you're correct.
All right. There you go. She's about you just noticed it?
Yeah, Facebook told you?
No, I looked on the bottom of my computer. It's got the date.
Do not tell me how
and
young
I said,
your oldest year.
You know
how old your youngest daughter is.
I should know that date.
You should.
Oh, yeah.
You just it popped in your head?
The 5th of December is my daughter's birthday. Yeah. Well, we celebrated this weekend.
Okay.
You know, because nobody.
No excuse. Remember the date.
Nobody celebrates on a Tuesday.
No.
Oh, man, I love celebrating Tuesdays.
Our Twitter account does. Stanline Tuesday.
And then Michelle Bachman's birthday this day a year ago. Rashawn Salaam, former Heisman Trophy winner.
Happy birthday!
Short-time Chicago Bear, former Colorado Buffalo.
How'd he die?
Killed himself.
Killed himself. Oh, that's right.
42 years old, shot himself in the head, did not have his brain studied for CTE because he was Muslim, and his Islam and his family's beliefs on that
well, I thought
do
the
not
bullet
allow
would take care of that.
Well, that too.
You couldn't study with a bullet
when
in
you
it, right?
Shoot yourself in the head, they can't study your brain.
In theory.
Yeah, because Seau shot himself in the chest.
Chest,
right?
For that reason.
And Dave Duerson and any host of, unfortunately, others.
Yeah, brutal.
Former Heisman Trophy winner. And then they announced the Heisman finalists yesterday for this year's Heisman Trophy award. Only three players going to New York. Baker Mayfield, Bryce Love, the Stanford running back, and then Lamar Jackson last year's Heisman Trophy
With the exception
winner.
Of the guy that wins it, does anybody ever care about these anymore? Except for the commercials. Heisman House are pretty funny.
Those are funny.
And has Lamar Jackson, that kid has been like off the radar this year.
And statistically, he's had the same year.
Has really? He?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's
statistically,
what I
didn't he's
know.
Had the same year.
Right. Louisville just hasn't won as much.
Correct.
I recently heard that Lamar Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Won the Heisman Trophy last year.
Yeah.
In fact, he did.
I told you. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I wouldn't have recognized the guy's name except where they said, hey, there's the Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson. Who?
Mm-hmm.
But that's on me, I assume.
Nah, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. I mean, because what you want to win is that draft lottery. That's what you want to win. You want cash.
Yeah.
You know?
That's an unusually low number, isn't it? Just inviting three guys?
You know, it's all based on the votes. You know, they've had as many as five and as few as three. Saquon Barkley should be there, in my opinion.
Certainly.
You know, I mean, clearly one of the best players in the country.
Does that just mean that the fourth and fifth guys were so far behind?
Yeah, probably.
It's just, there's no point?
Yes, exactly. And this day in 81, Marcus Allen, 1981, won the Heisman Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Cal running back, fourth. Southern Cal running back in 16 years to win the Heisman. Can you name the other three?
O.J. White.
Charles White.
Charles White.
And Reggie Bush.
Nope. Before him.
He did win one, but that one doesn't count.
Before 81.
Yes.
This before was,
he'd have been the fourth one at the time, right?
Correct, yeah.
O.J.
Fourth in the 16 White. Years prior to 81.
Charles White.
You know the other name for sure.
Oh, yeah. Ended up being the A.D.
Yes.
Yeah, what's his
That's
name?
It. Mike Garrett.
Mike Garrett, yep. Right.
Yep, that's the guy. And apparently some Georgia fans
We'll forget our daughter's birthdays, but we'll remember that.
The four.
Hey,
I did not forget.
I know. I blame myself.
You remember before 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I forget anniversaries, man, so relax.
That's the break point.
All right, she already got her presents and everything. Celebration's over. Today is just her birthday. Observe.
Just a day.
Observe.
Yeah. You can send her a text or something.
Somebody posted Baker Mayfield's cell phone number, got a hold of it, and posted it on all the social media things. And Georgia fans, you can imagine, had some fun with that.
Yeah,
that's a dick move.
Yeah. He says he got his number changed. Thanks, everyone.
It's like when somebody got a hold of Cleet's office number.
Right.
During some bad call from 8 years ago.
Or John Higgins. John Higgins, the basketball ref.
Was brutal.
Wasn't Cleats the picked-up flag at the end of the Patriot game
when Brady was chewing his ass? Patriot fans calling, and there are a bunch of those out there.
Yeah. And only 11 days till the most wonderful time of the year starts. The
Las Vegas Bowl?
The bowl games.
The Celebration Bowl, the New Orleans Bowl, the Cure Bowl, the Vegas Bowl, the New Mexico Bowl.
For all your bowl tickets, just walk up to the stadium and buy one. No. Actually, if you go to... yeah, it's true.
Yes.
But if you want good seats at one of the bigger bowls, go to redzonetickets.com. I want to pimp Brett there.
Right.
Redzonetickets.com for all your ticket needs, not just football, but everything else.
Todd Tyler, paid spokespeople.
Yes.
For RedZoneTickets.com.
In fact, I will be at a bowl game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to Penn State, Washington.
Nice.
It just so happened they followed me to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
It was totally S-lock, man.
No, they heard you were going. They're like, nah, no, let's tank a little bit, get to the Fiesta Bowl.
Tank. Actually, I didn't think they were going to go to the Cotton Bowl, but they're going to the Fiesta Bowl.
It's too bad Saquon Barkley probably won't play it now.
No, he said he is.
Oh.
Yeah.
He'll
at least according to Pennsylvania
he'll
papers,
get hurt.
He has.
He'll get hurt.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I pulled a hammy.
And I won't blame him.
Me neither.
But I hope he plays.
Me neither, because hopefully Denver can draft
him. Denver? I hope he goes to Denver, too. I don't want him to go to the Browns.
Oh, no.
Because I want him to have a career.
Right.
And I also don't want to play the Steelers twice. But I want to have a career, and he should not go to the Browns.
It's a tough place to have a career.
I won't be making the road trip to El Paso.
Well, you won't be in El Paso.
That's a good idea.
Arizona
but if
you'd
have booked a trip to El Paso and they'd have showed up like I did, you'd have went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except I would not have booked a trip to El Paso.
Maybe Juarez, but not El Paso.
No, it was S-Lock. Completely S-Lock that I got that game.
And your old coach is going to coach the bowl game for Arizona State, I just read.
He is.
I watched some of the
– They fired his ass, huh?
Yeah, and he gets to see it through, though Herm is now on board.
Yeah.
And it was like the weirdest introductory press conference yesterday. Arizona State is trying a completely different model. They had Herm Edwards' agent introduce him.
Right.
Yeah, saying no doubt he'll put points on the scoreboard of life.
Jesus.
Yeah,
did he say he put the Pac-12 on notice?
No, he did not.
That's just fans. Oh, fans did that.
No, he just said hello.
God, Arizona State fans are driving me crazy.
That sounds like some self-help book.
Yeah, it does.
I just put points on the scoreboard of life.
Did he say they were going to?
That's an inspirational poster.
Yeah.
Did he say they were going to play to win the game?
Hello.
Did he drop that line?
Play to win the game.
They asked him about his recent experiences coaching, and he'd coached an Under Armour high school all-star game for like the last 8 years.
Yeah, I've seen
him. And he said, well, it's real simple. I had Jameis Winston and Amari Cooper in a high school all-star game, and my coaching philosophy was Jameis, throw the ball to Amari. Amari, catch the ball.
I'm telling you, the one thing is, though.
Makes sense.
Right?
He might have been out of coaching, but that doesn't matter because all those kids all watch NFL
They
live.
Know who he is.
Yes, they know
exactly
know
who he is.
Who he is.
And it's really interesting, the model there. Reading more about the model, his role is really defined. He is really just the face of Arizona State,
so
and then they're going to have all these other
coordinator
pockets of people doing everything else.
All right.
The recruiting, the game planning, and then Herm will just walk in and say hello.
Give
basically,
my money.
Yeah.
What are they paying them?
I haven't seen.
All right.
They're buying out Graham at $12 million or something like that.
They bug you for money,
so.
Todd's a big booster. They bug you for money, Todd?
No.
He didn't call?
No.
He's a big booster, man. He's Larry the Cable Guy of the Arizona State Sun Devils.
No, I'm
Todd
not.
Todd is. Actually, he's not.
They would accept my donation, but first they want, library fine paid off.
They want that taken care of first.
So you'll pay it off and you put my name on the side of the library.
Right. There you go. It's probably that high with interest.
The Brandt Library.
And Herm has a problem with the rival site, the recruiting site or team site or whatever for Arizona State. It's called Devil's Digest.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want that. He doesn't want the Devil's Digest.
Because he's a Christian?
He is a Christian.
Oh, so, but he's coaching the
they're the Sun Devils.
And they're going to be the Devils. Yeah. I know. They're the Sun Devils.
Sun Devils. Coach.
You're not going to change that name.
Herm. Hello.
It's a freaking name.
Nope.
That's not good. I liked Herm until that. I forgot about that Christ. If he's going to wear the Christ shirt on the sleeve, coach of the Sun Devils, that might not work.
See, that's the problem, though.
If he comes out against the damn name, that's stupid. That's Devil's Digest. Come on.
That was the problem with the last guy.
Was he a Jesus guy, too?
Oh, yeah.
Todd Graham?
And he became more and more. He brought a lot more Jesus into the locker room over the years. And I think that was one of the reasons they got rid of him.
They sucked, right.
So praying for a good pass defense doesn't work?
No.
You actually need to get better players?
Right.
Ask Turner Gill.
Yep, exactly.
The singer?
Yep.
I meant Vince. You're right.
Yeah, he's on tour with the Eagles now. Mm-hmm.
Steelers were down 17-0. You had to stay up late to watch them come back.
Oh, Jesus, 11 o'clock Central. And I know that's not early. For most people, that's no big deal, but this one, you wake up when we do.
This was a hard-hitting game. And
my God, they hate each other so bad.
Oh, man, it was like the old Steelers-Ravens.
Yeah, but they were talking about that before the game, though. Roethlisberger was asked about the Ravens. He said, we don't like the Ravens, but we just hit each other hard. He said, this is a whole never.
This is hate.
They hate.
Yeah.
The Ravens, the Bengals and the Steelers hate each other.
And apologize to the Juju Smith-Schusters. Apologize to the Vontaze Burfecks.
Burfecks got jacked.
Not for the hit, more so the taunting.
He shouldn't have taunted. The hit was football.
The hit was hard.
It was hard, and it was football. And Antonio Brown said, you know what? It's called karma.
Yeah,
because Perfect's dirty as hell.
He is one of the dirtier guys in the league.
And Shazier, they say, is going to be
supposedly okay.
Yeah, he can move. His legs can move.
Great.
Spinal and that didn't contusion. Look like it.
That was
it
scary
didn't look
for
like
a minute. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Perfect is,
and the team didn't know, man.
Wrestled away the title of dirtiest guy in the league from Ndamukong Suh, has he not?
Yeah.
More than likely lately.
Lately, yeah.
Sue's just
lately.
Faded off the radar.
Right. You don't hear much about Ndamukong Suh.
He got his paycheck, went to Miami, and has just done
plays
nothing.
Well, they double team all the time.
And triple. And yeah. Yeah. The game had 20 penalties, 240 yards last night. And at times, I mean, even McDonough.
Some of the penalties were just on both sides they shouldn't have called.
Yeah.
There were two holding penalties on both sides shouldn't have called. And they both took away touchdowns, so it kind of was even.
That's true. Yeah. He dropped the whole, you know, the nobody's tuned in to watch the refs.
I like what he said that. Nobody's tuned in. Unless it affects the play completely, let them play the damn
game. Let
them
go.
That's not true. I'll turn on cleats game every
yeah,
now and
we'll
again.
Yeah, we'll too. Just because it's cleats game.
Just because it's cleat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're weird.
I'd say we are.
We are completely
we are
weird.
We're a really tiny minority when it comes to that.
Yeah.
I'm sure Cleveland
and every other ref that has friends and family, yep, they
does
they get
the same
that
thing.
Too.
Sure.
The rest of us, yeah. The rest of us are weird.
So friends and families of the ref sometimes tune in to see the ref.
And Troikman tweeted out, this game is hard to watch for a number of reasons, terrible for the NFL and the game of football overall. I did not find it that awful to watch.
You know what? It was hard hitting. They don't like each other.
There were a lot of flags, though.
Oh, there's a lot of flags. But you know what? A lot of those flags were just holding penalties that should have been called.
They didn't need to be
called.
So
if they were out, if they don't call those, you're paying attention more to the hits.
Yeah. Sounds like Joe Buck is rubbing off on Aikman there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Horrible.
And Buck on that game would have been brutal because even they got a little weird.
Usually it's
Gruden got a little holier than now when it came to the Perfect hit. I'm thinking, man, you know Perfect hits everybody dirty for his whole career. I'm not saying you should get paid back that way, but you know, Brown said, hey, it's called karma.
That goes all
it's
the way back
karma, right.
to Arizona State.
Exactly.
I was a little surprised to hear during the game McDonough mentioned to Gruden, hey, so it sounds like your name's getting thrown around for the Giants gig.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He actually said
I think
said
Troy was a queer.
Sorry, Dexter. Dexter just showed up. Okay, get out of here.
Yeah. Usually it's Troy Aikman rubbing off on Joe Buck.
Hey.
Do you mind?
I got Joe Buck here. This is why I like Joe Buck, though. Because Craig's got a story probably again here. I don't know if we're going to play it, but Hank Azaria and the Apu bit. But I was digging in some Brockmeyer here.
If you can make it no booze between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Coke only on the weekends, I think I can hook this up for you.
That is, by the way, our agent's working on our deal, and that is in there. That is
good,
in our deal.
Good terms. I don't know why anybody couldn't meet those.
Well, there's other terms. Yeah. That doesn't pay the bill, but you have to have Coke money. You remember that in that bit there. That's Joe Buck from Brockmeyer.
Yeah, doing what he can to make himself more likable.
Yeah.
I like some of his interview show.
If I'm interested in the actual subject, otherwise I don't care. I don't care about
He thinks he's the subject very often.
Yeah, I'm not. That's none of my problem with that guy. But I do like him on Brockmeyer when he just plays a drunken douchebag, which is, you know, my favorite kind of guy.
Thank you.
As Joe Buck.
As Joe Buck, right. He is Joe Buck, and he's
as
just fun.
Joe Buck.
He's just fun.
Steelers pick up their 10th win. The playoffs started today. Only four games left, so this is actually kind of relevant conversation, finally. The Steelers and Cheaters would be the 1-2, and then the Vikings and Eagles be the 1-2. That collision course of you two in the Super Bowl.
Those are all 10-win teams, aren't they?
Correct, yep. And then the Titans and currently the Chiefs at 6-6, but the Clippers and the Raiders are right there to win the AFC worst.
Don't you think the Clippers are going to win that? Because they're the only team I think that looks good.
The Raiders are not playing well.
Yeah, they're trending in the right direction.
Right, right.
I would agree. And they lost some really close games to start the year.
And yes, they are the Clippers.
Yes.
LAC is the Clippers.
LAC.
LAR is Lair.
Lair. Yeah. The Rams are Lair.
Lair.
Lack and Lair. So then Jacksonville and the Ravens would also be in right now, and then the Bills, Clippers, or Raiders somewhere probably factor into that wild card somehow. And the other side, the Rams and the Saints, pretty comfortable, and then Seattle and the Scams. Then the Falcons, really a team with a sniff, and then the Lions, Packers, Cowboys. We'll see. And then if the NFL draft started today, more interesting for Bronco fans.
Yeah, it is more interesting. Yeah, you're looking at draft choices. Yeah,
story for Petey.
It's been a while for you.
Story for Petey.
Bronco fans starting to turn on Elway now.
Well, that ain't me.
It ain't going to work.
Yeah, I ain't turning on him.
He owns the team.
I'd rather him be making the decisions than most of the other people.
Than Bronco fan, yeah, right. Yeah.
Have you seen that sentiment? I've seen that sentiment.
I've read some national stories about Elway's a coach killer. He's a bad evaluator of
quarterback
talent.
Killer, right, yeah.
You know, and he's drafted great and made free agent moves great on defense. He might just be one of those guys. Look how rare it is for him to be successful as an executive. Larry Bird is somebody who pulled that off.
Yep.
And played at a high level and then was an executive at a high level. Not really. I mean, Magic Johnson was not very good at
it. It's tough because
Jordan's not very good at it.
Those guys, since they were the best, and Elway might be the one of the best quarterbacks ever, is one of the best quarterbacks ever. He doesn't know how to pick quarterback.
Maybe he thinks he sees an intangible because he was so great. Yeah. You know?
No, they didn't would have kept Tebow.
No, he hated Tebow.
Good.
He saw the light there.
He looks for quarterbacks who are 7 feet tall and
over. It looks
like it. And just drafts them.
They throw the ball down.
Yeah. That works. But Browns have the first pick. They're winless. Giants, Niners, Bears, Broncos.
So will Baker Mayfield, is he NFL quality?
I don't know.
I mean, he's number one overall.
He's number one overall.
Statistically
right.
impressive, but that doesn't make you anything in the NFL.
Saquon, don't be a Brown.
Yeah, you never know.
Running back's often not the first overall pick either.
I know.
Pass
but he's a man among
quarterbacks.
Yeah, hopefully he won't go to the Browns. Okay. He could go to the Broncos. Broncos have the fourth pick maybe right now?
The fifth, yeah.
All right, there you go. That sounds about where Saquon might fall.
Yeah, that's
three,
a running
four, five,
back spot.
Yeah.
You bet. And then just to wrap up, I'm sure you all watching the Pontiac Silverdome implosion closely as they failed over the weekend to bring it down.
Yeah.
And then yesterday they got her done. Read a good piece of writing, The Big Lead, which is a spinoff of USA Today. Classic mistake here by those charged with bringing the building down. They didn't account for the tolerance it had built up, witnessing so many previous implosions.
Kornheiser had a great line yesterday, too, when they showed the second one.
Right.
He said the second collapse was more what Detroit Lions fans are used to.
Oh, man, Lions fans. We know a few of them. They got their ass waxed this past weekend.
All right.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Dot.
Happy birthday to Charlie B.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.